This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, as the combines are put away and the tillage is finished and the fertilizers are being applied, we see the 24 harvest season ending in Iowa. On my travels to Kansas City, I only passed one cornfield still standing. It marks a harvest in which Mother Nature's had a rare moment of cooperation. And fields stayed dry for the most part and allowed farmers to just keep plugging along. However, at the end of the season, Mother Nature decided to add some moisture into the mix, and that slowed down the ending just a little bit and put a few farmers behind the eight ball when it comes to the final tasks of this harvest season. We talk with Iowa Ag Secretary Mike Nagg next.
If you thought soybeans were only used for tofu, think again. From tires and adhesives to next generation asphalt, soy is used to create over 1,000 industrial products and counting. Thanks to your Soy Checkoff investment, the sky's the limit for Iowa soybean farmers. Oh, and speaking of skies, did I mention soy is also used in sustainable aviation fuel? The Iowa Soybean Association is proud to celebrate 60 years of moving our industry forward.
As we near Thanksgiving, Iowa Ag Secretary Mike Nagg looks back at the year that's passed and is thankful for such a smooth end to a turbulent year. He talks about all of the things that farms are doing right now beyond just wrapping up the harvest.
Yeah, you're spot on. You know, essentially harvest is done. There's always a few acres there, predominantly across southern Iowa that takes some time to come in. But, by and large, things are in. Of course, I did have a chance this past weekend. I was up to the farm and we did a little pheasant hunting, which was a lot of fun. And there were birds. Also made my way over to Orange City for a basketball game on Saturday night. So I had a chance to really get a nice shot up through northwest Iowa and look at things. And, there was a fair amount of anhydrous going on. And of course, if you're any livestock producer knows, there's a ton of work to be done after the combine is parked and a lot of corn stalk bales to be made and moved off of fields and, pits to be emptied and those types of things. And so I really thought that things looked like folks are really pushing hard to get things buttoned up here as we start to turn the weather a bit and maybe look at freezing the ground up. So I think things are really progressing nicely.
As the weather toyed with us, we saw a little more of a rush to get anhydrous into the ground. Secretary Nagg talks about this challenge.
Anhydrous was one of those issues where folks, either because it was too wet or too warm, were holding off. And of course, that's good. And now that there's been a little window here that's opened up. But I have to say, and I talked to folks all across the state, and folks are still feel blessed that we are having the moisture and have gotten the moisture that we have. Of course, that sets us up even better for spring. So we needed that desperately. And even with all the rain we've got, I still know that there's places where the tile is not running, which just tells you everything you need to know about how dry that soil profile was.
So is the possibility of spring anhydrous application a concern?
Definitely. And the good news is, and we're seeing a lot of interest in trying to push applications into the spring and into the crop year as well. And so, I think people are well positioned or have had experience with doing that. It does create a workload issue in the spring for retail. But again, I know there's a window here where folks are getting out and getting that in. The other thing that, we were really looking at was there was a lot of cover crop that was seeded and yet hadn't seen any moisture. And of course, it's great as I, again, was traveling pretty extensively over the weekend to see that cover crop greening up and really get germinated here before, again, it turns cold. So that was a really nice benefit, too, of seeing some moisture here and then some moderate temperatures that allowed that to get up and get going.
For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman.